Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. And today I want to know how sustainable your business is. And the sustainability I mean is not sustainable growth, which we talk about a lot, but rather sustainability for the planet. It might seem like our online businesses are already pretty inherently sustainable, right? We have remote teams, so no one's commuting and adding pollution. We don't have physical locations, so we're not using lots of power and taking up lots of space. But really, every digital action that we take has a real-world impact. And that matters because clients are paying attention. People are more and more informed and concerned about environmental issues. So when we as online business owners are evaluating sustainability, it's not just about us doing good for the planet. It's aligning that with our values of our customers, which in turn is good for the business. And when we start to think about sustainability, it can lead to cost reductions as we cut our energy bills, as we streamline our processes, which is great for the planet and saves us money in the long run. Also, sustainability makes us more creative. We have to think about different ways of doing things, and this can spur innovation. So you're doing good for the planet, at the same time you're doing good for your business. The whole point of sustainability in a small business is that it's win-win. It's understanding that you can do good for the world and that you can still win as the business owner. So sustainability isn't just some buzzword that we're throwing around there, but it really should be a core component of your business strategy, which means we need to be making decisions that have that long-term win-win. Win for the planet, win for the business. This could mean you choose green web hosting. It could mean you choose to reduce your own energy consumption. It could mean you choose sustainable suppliers when you're sending out client gifts and you consider the packaging of those gifts and the gifts themselves. When you embed sustainability into your business strategy, this is not about ticking a box. It's not about saying, yes, I did it. It's about building a brand that your customers trust. They know that if they choose you, they are choosing to support sustainability. They are choosing to support the planet. And we know that trust turns into loyalty, that turns into cash coming into our business. So we can be sustainable and we can be profitable. So I want to give you a few ways to think about how you can bring more sustainability into your business. As with everything, you want to choose the one that's going to have the most impact. And so you're looking for, where does your business interact with an environmental or a social issue? So are you relying on data centers? And could you switch those data centers to a more renewable source? So are you holding information somewhere? And is there a better place for you to put that information? Could you go paperless? I know you're not in an office, but what if you did everything in your power to keep things paperless? That means contracts are online, invoices are online, any PDFs that you're sharing are fillable online. I mentioned earlier, can you choose suppliers to your business that prioritize sustainability? So when you pick a gift to send to clients, or when you create swag for an event that you're holding, you're thinking about who is providing that swag. What do they stand for? And even if you feel like you can't do something directly in your business, you have a platform that you can use to advocate for it. Maybe you do stuff in your real life that is about sustainability that you can share that will encourage others to act more sustainably in their lives. You can also think about building a sustainable culture at work where you're encouraging your team to think about the environmental impact of their work routine and their work setup. Are they using energy efficient lighting? Do they turn off their equipment? And if you think about it, if you're making small changes and then your team makes small changes and then their family see them make small changes and they make small changes and their friends make small changes, that can really ripple out from maybe one conversation where you've talked about how important sustainability is. The idea here is to find the change, but not to compromise on the quality. We want this to be a win-win, good for the planet and good for the business. You also don't need to pick every single area. For example, you might want to think about your digital processes. That means optimizing your website. Google loves a smooth, quick website. So does the planet because it uses less energy. Think about where your website is living. Does your hosting provider do anything for sustainability? Does it run on green energy sources, for example? Can you send less email, right? Every email that you send and receive carries its own little carbon footprint. Let's clean those lists. It's good for our deliverability and it's good for the planet. right? We're looking for all of those little win-wins that we can find. If you're falling short in some areas, don't get discouraged. Like all strategies, this is a long-term view. The key is always look for the win-win. Good for the planet, good for the business, in your decision-making. And that's going to bake it into your strategy. The goal is continuous improvement, not perfection.